Native Americans and their supporters in Massachusetts are showing solidarity with demonstrators in North Dakota who are fighting construction of the Dakota Access oil pipeline. The protests at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota were the center of discussion at the annual Day of Mourning in Plymouth on Thanksgiving. WBUR's Simone Rios was there. Well, hey, oh, hey.
It's the 47th year of this gathering in downtown Plymouth, right above the spot where the Pilgrims are said to have landed 5 centuries ago. And this year, the gathering at Plymouth Rock was dedicated to the protesters at Standing Rock, nearly 2,000 miles away.
We are here today to say that Indigenous resistance runs from Plymouth Rock to Standing Rock.
That's Matoi Monroe of the group United American Indians of New England. She places the anti-pipeline protest among centuries of Indigenous resistance, including the Wampanoag fight against English settlers right here in New England.
We do not give thanks for the invasion of the Pilgrims, but we do give thanks for the water. We give thanks for the water protectors and send our love to Standing Rock.
The Dakota Access Pipeline is expected to run nearly 1,200 miles from North Dakota to Illinois, representing billions in investment and thousands of jobs. The Standing Rock Sioux are protesting the construction of a section of the pipeline they say could contaminate their water source. The company says it's committed to performing more inspections than required under federal rules. The protests are striking a chord with activists in the Boston area. Karen Fillion Doxy founded the Intertribal Solidarity Network to support the protesters at Standing Rock.
We have held prayer circles. We have held demonstrations. We have had people lock down local banks in solidarity.
Later today, a half dozen Bostonians are expected to arrive at the Standing Rock Reservation, including community organizers, a lawyer, a student, and the local hip-hop duo, the Foundation Movement. The groups Begwe Brown and Ernesto Arroyo Montano describe in a Facebook video the supplies they're carrying in tow.
The call was put out. We have winter sleeping bags. You know, we had farmers who traveled as much as 2.5 hours out to donate all sorts of vegetables.
Hold up. We had farmers that drove as much as two and a half hours out to donate vegetables, food
squashes,
for the folks of Standing
honey,
Rock.
Yep. Things of that nature.
Lots garlic, of carrots.
Coats and obviously money. Folks donated.
And they raised $5,500, twice what they were expecting to raise. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.